someone like you, somebody.
And you're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark, Teresa, an author, some guy, people walking by.
Really? That's your intro?
You know why? Just because there's you can't just say that to anybody and then they laugh.
Brad Staggs is sitting with us, and they, you and Brad have sort of this, like, I don't, what is that?
We're both,
there's a lot of tension,
jumble of
but
emotional
love.
Wire inside.
You
yes.
know, I'm not sure if it's tension and love, because that sounds a little twisted, sister.
It
I
is.
I got the Twisted Sister reference.
It's kind of twisted.
That's a gift.
I'm impressed by that kind of thing.
It
has absolutely no use.
Absolutely. Yeah. My mind is a repository for useless trivia and information.
You should read Brad's book.
Yeah.
You should read Brad's book.
If you try the projects, you are guaranteed to probably not get hurt.
Guaranteed to probably not get mm-hmm. hurt. It's yes. always something I always like.
Well,
you know,
anything,
whenever I do something, I yes. want to probably not get hurt.
Well, anytime you're using gutter spikes, it does exist. The potential does exist.
Of course it does. You're up on a ladder because
yeah.
there's no gutter at...
Because
well,
that
and
would be
I've,
stupid.
I've you seen you recently hanging out on really beautiful decks lately.
Yes,
too.
That's true. Nice
for,
segue.
You get to do that for work.
Yes, I do.
You're a very lucky man.
I am totally blessed, and I remind myself of that every day as the spokesperson for realoutdoorliving.com as well. As you know, in this industry, you have to hold down several jobs if you really want to eat and have your children eat.
By several.
Yeah. But, yeah, their Destination Deck series is all about the latest and greatest decks. And the design of these goes from simple to complex, very zen to very ornate and intricate. And the best part is they can download the plans for free, as you know, at realoutdoorliving.com. The decks are customizable. For a small fee, because we actually have them. We have an expert designer customize them to an individual's home if they want to, or you can customize them yourself. But and you guys are actually doing the giveaway too, right?
Yeah, we're doing the playset.
We are giving away a Real Wood Real Fun playset.
See?
Yes, we are, and it's gorgeous. I mean, I designed it, so I'm kind of biased, but it is gorgeous.
Exactly. See, and I love the tagline "Wood, it's real." So I like wood,
real wood, real fun. Yeah,
right here, buddy.
Is that you? I knew
that's
it had you Mark. Written all
yeah.
over.
I can't turn my computer on by myself, but and every now
he
and again.
You can throw some words out there, and they land together, and they sound really good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Real wood, real fun.
You got to say it with a southern accent.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
You don't know what's coming? You don't know what's coming.
Tomorrow. I'm scared.
But as a home improvement author with a book that no one will tell me what's in it, Now you're under the gun. This is the My Fix It Up Life lightning round.
Oh, great.
Choose cordless drill or cordless impact driver.
Cordless drill.
Cordless drill.
Why?
Why?
Because I think cordless impact drivers, and I've used them, however, I still think they haven't caught on because, in a grand sense, because of the noise.
They're loud.
It sounds like they're breaking. For most people,
well, you know,
when you feel our, that, it's that impact, and it sounds like they're. I know they're not, but it's
our
just
son, our 2.5-year-old Jack,
not a big fan.
He can tolerate pretty much all kinds of job site noises except the impact driver.
There is something about it.
He throws himself on the ground. He's out of his mind. He can't handle it. But he's fine with all the other noises.
Yeah,
and there are a lot of noises that happen at our house.
Oh, yeah, mine too. I understand completely.
My Fix It Up Life lightning round 2.
All right.
Okay.
Where are you?
We're like a game show.
Where are you with the sounds?
Do 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 do. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you pay a lot?
I totally threw you under the bus.
That was Tim Williams. You can find him at timwilliams.com for more sounds
there
like
you go.
That.
Sidewinder circular saw or worm drive circular saw?
Worm drive.
Whoa! I'm surprised.
Let's hear because it. Gravity helps.
Oh, so you're
I'm
cutting
all,
down. But
yes, I'm all, yeah. Anytime you can have gravity be your friend, because normally with a human body, gravity is not our friend.
Yes.
And with a worm drive, gravity is definitely your friend. So
right,
yeah.
And you've got hands. Your hands are like the size of a wall poster.
Banana hands. It was in, what was that?
It's like a bunch of bananas, Shallow
Hal.
Yeah.
They called Tim Robbins, or not Tim Robbins, Anthony Robbins.
Anthony.
Oh, yeah,
he
yeah.
kept calling banana hands. So now when I think of big hands, I think banana hands.
Banana hands.
Again, worthless trivia.
That is a piece of information. You know what? We're going to stop the show now. I think it's pretty much.
Now, I wonder if there's a glove here at the Ironclad booth that can fit your banana hands.
That's a terrific question.
That is a good question.
That's almost a ham-handed segue, but not really.
Ham-handed?
Oh, wait, I said. Didn't even know.
Don't be so heavy-handed, all right?
Ooh.
Oh.
Wow. Really? I feel like I'm being run roughshod upon. See,
so
turning it into
you feet. Recently it's did a satellite media tour for Real Outdoor Living.
I did.
And
you were on a satellite?
I was on a satellite.
You know,
it's hard to hold on to those things. When they're spinning through space, it is truly. That's where the banana hands really came in.
Yeah.
Do you, like, not eat before those because, you know, it might upset your tummy?
Because I might throw up. You know what's funny is before I do anything like that, I don't eat because I do still get nervous.
Really?
Isn't that weird? I know. George Burns said the day you go on stage before and you're not nervous beforehand is the day you need to quit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I think that was George Burns. I also know he said, check your fly and blow your nose before you go on stage.
That's not a bad piece of advice right there. That's not a bad piece of advice
for anything.
Say,
yeah.
Leaving the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, it's weird. I don't eat.
You did the satellite media tour from on top of a built Real Outdoor Living deck.
I did. Well,
was it one of the Destination Deck decks?
No, it was not. It was actually my neighbor, Hannah Paramore, who is a fabulous...
Wait, what's her name again?
Hannah Paramore.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that a great name? It sounds French, but it's not.
I'm just envisioning her, this tall, pretty brunette.
She's short.
Eating little pieces of cheese and having a flute of champagne.
If she's listening, she'll kill me. She's a
fabulous... And she's got some kind of like silk robe on. And
wow, was the camera on that day? No, she is an internet marketing genius.
Really?
I mean, yeah, she travels the country speaking about online marketing. And she is just, she's a genius. She's a smart woman. Smart women intimidate me.
And that's why I'm married to one.
See? You did marry up, didn't you?
Oh.
Big time?
There aren't enough ladders in the National Hardware Show to get me up there.
That is the sweetest thing.
Even if I, and this is an accepted method,
you just take
a bunch of rope and tie them together.
Yep.
You can go as high as you want. That rope will hold.
That's your,
No, I'm joking.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
You got to say that.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not what we do.
That's not how we roll.
Literally.
I had a whole thought. Oh, so it was on her deck.
Yes, it was on her deck in her backyard because it's just a beautiful view.
And my deck
isn't built yet, so that it's hard to do it on a deck that's not built.
Not built yet?
Is it a pile of lumber in your driveway?
Well, no, it's not a pile of lumber in here. It's close. It's a pile of lumber in here because that's the funny thing about the book, Spend a Little, Save a Lot, Home Improvements, available soon at Amazon.com or pre-order.
Oh, nicely played,
oh,
sir.
Pre-order.
Nicely played.
But for only $17.65, I believe, plus shipping and handling. The thing about it is truly...
Get a second free copy. Just pay handling and processing.
And
it's $400.
Never having been to your house, I don't know if this is the case, but my house is truly the case of the cobbler's children have no shoes.
Oh, yeah.
My gutter on the side is hanging off the house. One end, I haven't even completed the gutter system. It's just because...
Does your house even have walls?
Some of it.
Is it a tent?
Define
it's the primitive
walls.
Hunt.
Define walls. When you say walls.
Define inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've been working on this house for years, literally. Because why get all the pleasure over in, 6 months when you can stretch it out over 8 years?
Oh, that's right. We've been working on our house for seven years.
Oh, yeah. So you understand.
We're about 70% done.
Yeah. Oh, no. You'll never reach 100% because by the time you're at like 95, you have to go back to project one to fix it.
Yeah.
Or then you decide, let's just go get the house down the road, fix it.
Start all over again.
Kind of don't know how to live any other way.
I don't either. That's my problem. I really, if I lived in a complete home, I would be lost.
I think I'd be a little nervous. Like, what am I going to do now? I guess I could watch TV.
Well,
I guess.
And here's my theory.
Not saying that's bad.
No, that's not bad to watch TV.
No, I like watching TV. In fact,
he's very good at it too.
I'm good at watching TV.
He is excellent at it, especially the History Channel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he can watch that thing for a long time.
If there's a show about the Roman Empire, I'm
all over it.
He's seen it.
I have five televisions in my house. Five or six.
And they're all lined up in the same room?
Yes, and they all have the security cameras, you know, because you can't trust anybody anymore.
And
but they're all on.
You can trust us to take a break.
Oh, we do have to take a break, dear.
Which we're doing. We'll be back in a minute with my Fix It Up Life.
What a perfect day to play left right there. I'm feeling fine sitting in your sidewalk chair. There's a daylight face on a park we swear. Spend our spring ridden down square. Oh, 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 oh.